fired missiles at two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, Democrats and a handful of Republicans are skeptical after a classified briefing on the killing of the Iranian general. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Congressional Democrats say senior officials in the Trump administration didn't provide many details of the threat posed by General Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee was sharply critical of the briefing.
It was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
But Florida Republican Marco Rubio has a different take.
I think they've done an excellent job of outlining the rationale behind both the decision to go after Soleimani and the response to the Iranian attack.
Democrats say without the details, President Trump is asking the public to trust the very intelligence reports he has often disparaged. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And you are listening to VOA News. Authorities in Southeast Australia are urging residents to evacuate as the massive bushfires are expected to worsen later this week. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says